This is EPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The National Weather Service in Boulder says at least four tornadoes touched down in Colorado's eastern plains Sunday afternoon. Bennett resident Mark Faber lost his machine shop and home.
Everything's a total loss. That building was worth about $250,000, and it's gone.
At least 19 homes were damaged near Elizabeth. In the Bennett area, another 17 structures were hit. Some homes were stripped down to their studs and debris was scattered across yards. There were no reports of deaths or major injuries. Denver's mayor says now is the time to invest in the city's core, even when there's economic uncertainty. Mike Johnston says development drives growth.
We do think the most important thing is to keep investing in the things that will drive long-term economic development. That means the soccer stadium and the development around there is a great opportunity for economic development. It's 1,100 jobs. It's $500 million of tax revenue. The stock show and the investment in the stock show asset will drive economic growth.
Johnston also wants to change the central business district into what he calls a central neighborhood district with more residential living space. The Green Box Arts Festival is returning to Green Mountain Falls west of Colorado Springs this summer. Colorado Ballet is headlining the festival with seven performances throughout the 2 weeks starting June 27th. Festival Executive Director Scott Levy says the ballet will create a special piece for the festival.
They're actually arriving 2 weeks before the festival begins, and they have commissioned a choreographer to build a new work on the company, which will be premiered during the festival.
Tickets are on sale now. This is CPR News at 6:06.